Lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's that time on a Tuesday when faces are palmed, sarcastic emojis are put into words, and we just wonder aloud. It's called What Are You Doing? And our leadoff guy, per usual, will be Nick.
I begin with Paul Mitchell, I ask.
What are you doing?
Paul is the 27-year-old Birmingham City fan who rushed onto the field in the 10th minute of the soccer match and then sucker-punched Aston Villa's Jack Grealish. Now, I'm sure to many of you that watching 10 minutes of soccer might feel like a lifetime, and maybe if you were forced to watch 10 minutes of soccer, you too might be driven to violence by this cruel and unusual punishment. But we are talking about a red-blooded, tea-drinking, football-loving Englishman. In all likelihood, this Paul Mitchell guy loves football, and he loves Birmingham football or Birmingham City Football Club, and he's thrown it all away with that punch. Mitchell was jailed for 14 weeks, had to pay a £350 fine, and he is banned from every football stadium in England for the next 10 years. Every single one. 10 years. That's 10 years of every home game and away game for Birmingham City that Mitchell has to report to the local jail for 90 minutes every August through May, then potentially handing over your passport in the summer when England are playing abroad or in friendlies in an international tournament just to make sure you're not there and you're holding to this ban. And this punishment is just from the club and the local authorities. There's no word yet on if Grealish is going to actually press charges, which I'm sure is going to make things much, much worse for Mitchell. There's no defending what he did or what any fans do from their seat if they're dumb enough to rush onto the playing field. You're making the game less safe for everyone, and one day someone is going to do something so dumb it's going to ruin it for the rest of us and change sports forever. Just stay in your seat as I ask.
What are you doing?
Alrighty, I am going to call on, probably didn't see this one coming, New York Knicks owner James Dolan, I ask.
What are you doing?
So now we've seen the video. He's walking out of the tunnel at the Garden. A fan yells, sell the team! And being a petulant, entitled child, he can't let it go. Or better yet, sell the team. But in this case, I'd like to turn it over to fellow East Coaster and lifelong Knicks fan, the Screamer, Stephen A. Smith.
Why would I feel the need to be so agitated, so perturbed, so annoyed beyond comprehension over something this small, almost as small as Dolan? And by small, I mean petty, thin-skinned, weak, and the antithesis of the street fighter he called himself. Why would I feel the need to be so upset? It's very, very simple. Open your damn eyes. If you're going to be in the news for petty stuff like this, why would a free agent want to come here?
It's a legit question. Is there a more tired act in the world, in this country, of D-bags born on third who've convinced themselves they tripled and acting as if they aren't lucky daddy was born first? James Dolan, A, sell the team. B, I ask.
What are you doing?
To bridge player Geir Helgmo, I ask.
What are you doing?
The World Bridge Federation, yes, that's a real thing, suspended Geir Helgmo for a positive test of synthetic testosterone, and I have so many questions. Why is there a World Bridge Federation? How does one go pro playing bridge? Can my grandma and her friends that play two times a week also go pro? Why is the World Bridge Federation testing for testosterone? Does testosterone really make you a better bridge player? And finally, if you wanted to cheat at bridge, wouldn't you want to take Adderall and not, quote, clomiphene, a medication typically used to treat infertility in women that can also increase testosterone levels in men? Thank you to the New York Times for providing me with those big words that I don't know what they mean. Literally none of this makes sense. None of these things should be real. People that are playing bridge should just play bridge together. There's no need to create a federation for this. Where will it end? Is it the International Uno Group? The North American Candyland Association? It's time for all of this to stop, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Stop! To Jordan High School in North Carolina, I ask.
What are you doing?
These people, straight-faced, made this announcement. We're hiring Rasheed Wallace to be our basketball coach.
Paul, don't lie.
Well, it makes sense because he's got the maturity and emotional stability of a brokenhearted 16-year-old. What kind of offense will he run? Pass it inside, then scream at the refs until you get a technical foul? Is that like the triangle or motion? If he has a disagreement with a student, will he scream, yell, and carry on like a mental patient? Will he sit and stew about it, then refuse to let it go and lose it 2 hours later? Will he still be emotionally out of control at the press conference hours later? If things don't go his way, will he just sit there like a putz and keep repeating, both teams played hard? I sure hope he's changed and grown the hell up, because he's always set an atrocious example of how a grown-up should behave, as I ask.
What are you doing?
Bald a lie. To Minnesota Twins player and hashtag forever giant E-Ray Edrianza, I ask.
What are you doing?
The former San Francisco Giant has been with the Minnesota Twins for the last 2 years, and he might have made the biggest mistake of his career yesterday, falling for the hidden ball trick. In a Twins-Tigers Grapefruit League game, Adriana dives safely back into first base, where Tigers first baseman Miguel Cabrera holds the tag on him, because spring training is the time of year where you work on the small things and the fundamentals of your game. And then Cabrera does the hidden ball trick, and Adrianza could not have fallen for it any harder. He never looked once at the ball. He didn't look at his coach to get a key as to where the ball is. He stared longingly into right field as the Florida spring sunshine bathed down upon him. And of course, he jumps up without touching the bag and is caught. Come on, man. It's spring training, and you've been a major league player for the better part of the last 5 full years. You can't be the one guy who falls for the one spring training hidden ball trick that we're going to have. We only have one or two of these successful attempts a year, and you flat out wasted one in early March. Now is not the time to make these rookie mistakes, as I ask.
What are you doing?
By the way, many years ago, College World Series, I'm still living on the East Coast, so it's the 80s, and you know, I got to get to this first. To Pac-12 Commissioner Larry Scott, I ask.
What are you doing?
They say he's already earned the title embattled. This past weekend at the women's tournament in Vegas, he was seen briefly. Didn't talk to anyone or take questions, but shook hands with one person, Oregon President Michael Schill. Seems Scott has an issue with elitism. Taking heat for lavish spending. Now many wonder aloud why the conference moved from humble surroundings in Walnut Creek to the current over-the-top headquarters with every bell and whistle available in San Francisco. Today we learned he'll be staying in a suite during the men's tournament. $7,500 a night. It's got a private butler, though. No word on if the guy hits Scott Carr and lacked insurance like Seinfeld. You know, I was all in on this guy early when he took the gig, because his predecessor, Tom Hansen, was a clueless fossil who would not admit the calendar had advanced beyond 1958. But this dude, Scott, great Scott, no, he's not even good Scott, as I asked.
What are you doing?